line, Coach Austin, Peace State Governors, Matt Figger. Fig, what's up, man?
Boss man, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, sitting in the ATL, cold ATL today, man, in the 30s down here, but it was in Toronto last night. Now we're back at home. There's no difference. Cold, cold, cold for me, man.
Well, it's a balmy 37 here in Clarksville today, so kind of the same, pal. Kind of the same.
Yes, indeed. Clarks Vegas with Coach. I've seen your team play twice this year, and we just what you guys got against CMO and against Tennessee State University. Coach, you're 8-0 in OVC play. Did you see us coming after Don Kahn being this good in conference so far?
You know, I can't sit here and say yes, no. I mean, you know, we're a little different in the coaching profession. You just take it one game at a time. You know, I knew that the non-conference schedule, as rough as it was for us, I felt like it had prepared us to go into conference play because, you know, the teams that we played in non-conference, you look at the resumes of the opponents we've played, and you know, in our losses, you know, West Virginia is at, you know, Bob Huggins won 876 games. They're at the top of the Big 12. We lost a close one to Tulsa. They're winning the AAC. You know, you talk about Duquesne. They're in second in the A-10. We lost to those guys. We lost to Arkansas. They're, you know, they're going to be an at-large team in the NCAA tournament. You know, we lost to West Kentucky. They're winning the Conference USA. So our non-conference schedule, and then, you know, we beat North Florida at home, and they're tied for first in the Atlantic Sun. So our non-conference schedule, you know, put us in a place to where we had experienced a lot of things. And, you know, having a player like Terry Taylor, and here's the thing, you know, JR, I didn't know we'd be 8-0, but that speaks to how good Terry Taylor is. You know, I lost five seniors last year. So, you know, you understand things in the NBA term. We had a major makeover with our team and stuff last year. I lost three staff members who got promotions and other jobs. I lost five seniors. I had a couple kids transfer. And I had two kids redshirting and one kid that was a backup. And I got Terry Taylor. So that just tells you how good of a player he is that, you know, basically the entire organization can change and we might be better than we were last year. That tells you how good of a player he is.
And watching him grow, Coach, inside, outside, you never know. Throw him in the post. Either block, he's good, either block, or you go out on the outside and bomb a three. Like, you got to pick your poise. Do we put him, do we defend him inside, or do we let him shoot three? So, he going to kill you either way. So, it's like, you coaches are in a bind preparing for you guys because of his greatness of Terry and what he does for you, your club.
Yeah, no, he's a problem. You know, you were fortunately at one of the games that him and Jordan Adams had 37 apiece. We've got two special players and Terry Taylor and a freshman, Jordan Adams, you know, and Saturday's game, which you weren't at, I mean, you were at Thursday's game against Tennessee State, but Saturday's game, Belmont guarded him with three guys. He didn't score a point in the first half, finished the game with 13 points and 17 rebounds. So that's where his growth has come that, you know, Belmont guarded us that way in the semifinals of the OVC tournament last year. And Terry didn't respond to it because, I mean, hey, think about being guarded by three guys all the time. I mean, hard to score points. But so he went and got offensive rebounds. You know, he did the little things, guarded Nick Musinski and held him to 8 points. He did all the little things that winning requires, and that's where he's grown. But he is for me, you know, I don't get into all the national. I know this. He is the most underappreciated, underheralded, underrated player in the country as far as getting notoriety. He's really good, man. He's a great college basketball player.
And, Coach, I kind of saw some of his talent and greatness last year against Ja Morant when you all played him at home there, that big ESPN 2 that night, because I saw – Terry has really grown from what I saw him on the practice court with you guys earlier in that December to that point there in February. I'm like, and I've seen him just now, like, his growth and progression, his development is, like, it's at a great pace. He's adding to his game, and it seems like he wants to be better every day. I look at his attitude with his teammates, his smile on his face. He's having a great time, but it's also making other guys on the team better, giving those guys confidence to be able to play at the level that you want them to play and win these games you're winning right now.
Yeah, no, his leadership is it's different than, you know, some of the, you know, the alpha males that you follow on a day-to-day basis in the NBA. And I'm sure you've been around enough guys. His leadership is about uplifting and patting guys on the back and, you know, and by example, not by, you know, chastising or, you know, pointing fingers and saying, you don't do your job. You know, it's us, it's we. That's where he's grown. And, you know, he's 20 years old, man. He's not, you know, an old guy. He just turned 20 years old. So, you know, he's a young kid, but he's made leaps and strides in leadership in a positive way. And that's what's made our team buy-in. And JR, we're young, man. We're a young team. I mean, we've got one senior that play. I mean, that's on the team, man. And you know, the rest of these guys are young pups. So to be where we're at right now, man, I'm very thankful that I've got a bunch of good kids.
And, Coach, I know for the young guys, the non-conference schedule is probably tough for those guys, but what do you feel like those young guys really improved, like Carlos and Jordan, those young men who you play off the bench, Antoine as well? How do you feel they have grown the most from going through that tough schedule, playing that tough competition, now getting to the OVC, knowing what you get guys got to face every night, Thursday and Saturday, in the OVC?
Well, I think just, you know, repetitions and them being thrown in the fire early. You know, you think about this, man. Jordan Adams had to guard Aaron Nesmith when he was healthy, and that guy was projected a first-round draft pick. Isaiah Joe at Arkansas, first-round draft pick. Anthony Edwards at Georgia, first-round draft pick. Those were the matchups that, like, Jordan Adams had to take on early. So you get an Ohio Valley Conference, well, there ain't no Isaiah Joes. There's not any Anthony Edwards. There's not any, Aaron Nesmith. And some of those guys like that. So those guys helped him along the way. And then Carlos, same deal, having to play against fast, really good point guards at the SEC level and the Big 12 and things like that. All that gave these guys the confidence that they're having right now because they got their butts kicked a little bit on the road, man. And they know what it felt like. And they understood that, hey, man, we got to strap it on every day and we got to grow fast. And I think that's what has helped them the most. And now, you know, we'll get good production from Alec Woodard, who's a freshman from Georgia. You know, he's turned the corner. He's making shots. He's been a part of winning. Antoine Butler, who's basically has played a lot this year, you know, didn't play a lot last year because of injuries and things. And, you know, so we're young, man, but they've done a great job of learning on the fly.
Yeah, and I've just seen Carlos improve from Washington against North Florida against Vanderbilt until now because I've seen he's making plays. He's like an irritant out there. He doesn't want to be like a timely shot, timely pass, timely steal, getting a charge. He's out there making plays everywhere you need him to. He irritates guys, but it helps your team go and the engine go, get Terry going, and get Jordan from the open threes out there on the break, which gets you back in your defense to lock him down some more.
Well, you said a good word about Carlos. He's irritating because when you look at him, you know, he's smaller than me. In the basketball world, you know, he's not overly fast and everything, but his heart and his brain make up for all of the physical deficiencies that he has. And high basketball IQ, high competitor, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder because he's had to play like that his entire life. And, you know, that kind of sums up when you look at turn the page and you look at the bios of all my kids. They all have this mentality of someone has told them along the way, you're not this. You're not big enough to be this. You're not tall enough to be this. You're not fast enough to be this. And so they're all playing. They all play with a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I live life with a chip on my shoulder. So it's made for good chemistry with our team.
Most definitely. I see you guys are very connected. The synergy I see when I'm at the games, when I'm watching ESPN3, I see it because I see what you guys – I make sure I watch you all's games. So I see what you're doing with your guys, and I feel like that, you know, that adversity they faced early is helping them now, and it'll continue to help them through Evansville, hopefully, and punch a ticket for you guys. Cause I just feel like every week they're getting better and better and better with that experience, because like I said, the best thing you can learn is by experience and getting out on the court. You know, you can do development all day with your assistant coaches or by yourself. That helps, but getting in that fire, getting in that ring, you already know what you got once you got there and experience all the things you get you can't control on that court.
No, you nail on the head. I mean, you're 100% accurate. I mean, experience makes us all better. You know, and as long as you don't repeat, you know, the same mistakes over and over, you learn and you grow, that helps you. You know, I tell my guys, and this is the one thing that they've been good at, you know, it's okay to make mistakes, and we make mistakes. We all make mistakes. What we can't do is make the same mistakes over and over and over again, because that's not a mistake anymore. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to minimize your problems. So that's the one thing. That's, you know, in the grand scheme of winning and losing with players on all different levels, because basketball, there's a mistake being made on every possession, and you got to minimize your mistakes. And the teams that don't make the same mistakes over and over win, and the teams that lose, they make the same mistakes over and over again because that's a problem. And whether they're too stubborn to adjust, too stubborn to look in the mirror and recognize, that's kind of where things separate winning and losing. People always wonder what separates winning from losing. Well, it's minimizing your mistakes and not make a different mistake. And that's what my kids have been able to do.
And Coach, I know you don't want to make it about you too much, but I'm looking at your schedule. I mean, you have an opportunity to get the 19th win again for third year in a row since you've been to Austin Peay. I know it's to make you feel good coming in as a first-time head coach at D1 like this to get this program up off the ground and winning with a culture, have 19 wins in all 3 years at Austin Peay.
You know, I take things day by day, game by game. You know, I appreciate you saying that. You know, it's not something I look at or dwell on, or I'm just worried about SIU Edwardsville next. I don't try to look at the big picture. You know, I'm fortunate and blessed that I've been around a lot of people. The one thing I will say, and I'll deflect it for me, is the one – I've had Terry Taylor on my side, man, for third year in a row. So as long as I got that kid in my corner, he makes me a better coach. He makes me look good. So I'm gonna give him all the credit for that.
Well, you, Coach, you're good with my book for sure, man. I want to talk to you about your guy Chris Silva. If I ain't got the NBA deal with the Miami Heat, I know how happy that make you feel having coached his kid and been around him as he grew in his career.
It's an emotional thing for me because I invested a lot of time with Chris. You know, he is a special, special kid. And, you know, one thing and I may get a little emotional about this, JR, but I have a lot of love for Chris Silva because he's got the heart of a champion and a warrior. You know, when I started recruiting him, he was a kid that just ran up and down the floor, you know, didn't really know the game, didn't speak English great, you know, just, I found something about him, and I can remember this. When he came to my house, my wife's father was a really good player. Actually, was drafted by the Atlanta Hawks in 1984. And his jersey is hanging in my house, and he wore number 30, and his name was Vince Martello. And Chris asked me about it. And I said, Chris, I need you to do me a favor. I said, this would be something special for my wife and my son. I want you to wear number 30. at your career at South Carolina. And I explained to him what he was doing. Well, that kid wore number 34 years. And when he got his contract, he said, "Coach, I'm carrying number 32 with the NBA." So that tells you what type of kid he is, and that's an emotional thing for me, and I love the kid for it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm happy for him. I know you and Coach Martin did a great job with me, spent a lot of time with the young man. I missed him when we played Miami, but I hope to catch him down the road and have him on the show and have him talk about you some as well, Coach. But I'll definitely see you tomorrow for sure and to support you guys against SIUE. And I may see you on Saturday as well. I just don't know yet. But I think I know they'll be there tomorrow for sure.
Well, you're always welcome to come, man. You bring good luck to the Govs, man. And you know, I'm really proud of all the, you know, the kids that I've been able to coach in the NBA that are playing now. You know, there's a lot of blue collar kids that you know, like a Chris Silva, like a PJ Dozier, Rodney Magruder. You know, guys like that that you know, they found their way to fight, get on rosters, and you know, hopefully. You know, some of the things that we've taught them along the way, and with these kids we got now, just about how to fight every day, man. And I'm very proud of those guys.
Yes, they were, Coach Fig. Yeah, you the best, man. I appreciate y'all coming on the show, man. I'll see you tomorrow, brother, as always, man.
All right, brother. You take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, now that's Matt Fig here on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Bringing back one of my brothers. I'm glad he's coming back now. Weekly with the Jones. I'm talking about the world of sports with me. It's my man, J.C. Smith. Bro, what is good, man?
What up, Boss? Man, we back at it, man. 2020. Happy late new year.
Yes, indeed. Happy late new year. Well, bro, before we get started, tell the people, what have you been up to since we last talked to you on the show last April? What's new in your life, man? What you got going, promotions-wise, business-wise? Talk to us.
Yeah. Man, same old, man. Just maintaining, you know, doing the promotions thing, doing the club thing, man. You know, it's time to get back to what I know, man, the sports talk.
I hear that, bro. Well, let's get into it, man. The Memphis Grizzlies are competing for a playoff spot right now. That's something that we would not have expected when they hired Taylor Jenkins this offseason and the moves they made. So what's been the key to the Grizzlies' eighth spot and playoff chase they got going right now? Is it Ja Morant, or is more than just Ja?
Hey, it's all about Ja. You know, it's so crazy to see somebody that young to have such a control and an impact, you know, on the game, man. He has such a veteran presence at the age of 20. It's unreal, man. It seems like, you know, I can't say it's 100% Ja. I'm going to say 95% Ja, 5% front office. The front office, you know, much maligned throughout the years with Chris Wallace in the past. But this current regime, they've made some smart decisions. You know, they made smart trades. They made smart draft picks. And all the pieces right now, they just seem to fit, man. And like you said, you know, this team is playing New York, you know, tonight up in Madison Square Garden. And if they win this game tonight, they'll be at 500. You know, and everybody was thinking it'd be a couple of years before the Grizz would be back, you know, in playoff contention. And right now, you have almost a 2.5 game cushion over the San Antonio Spurs, man. So the rebuilding process is definitely has sped up, and folks are excited here, man. And you know, I still think at the end of the day, the Grizz will miss the playoffs. But if they do make it, you talk about first round matchup with the Lakers, like you have no idea how excited, you know, this city will be just for the opportunity. Of course, we're going to lose to L.A., but just to have a game 3 and a game 4 here at the FedEx Forum against the Lakers, a first-round playoff matchup, man. No, a year ago, nobody would ever saw this happening. Now, you know, it's almost a reality.
Miles of the good old grit and grind days was to come down to Memphis and it be, you know, live as can be outside of FedEx Forum, inside of FedEx Forum, you know, back to the old days, because we ain't had too many exciting days in FedEx Forum in a good long while.
Exactly, man. You know, it's a new regime. You know, grit and grind is over with, but just that excitement, you know, that, like I said, the way the Forum used to be for those big-time playoff games, like, you can feel that coming back, man. And like I said, they make the playoffs this year, man. All two of those games, man, however many games will be played for them, you know it's going to be sold out, it's going to be packed, and it's going to be full of excited Grizz fans.
I got to make sure I give you some growl towels, too, while I'm there. They're one of my favorite pastimes. Give me some growl towels.
No doubt. No doubt, bro.
I got a bunch of them I still use for hand towels today. Thank you, Grizzly fans and Grizzly Promotion. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. Man.
Yeah, bro.
Well, bro, I know you are still supporting Dallas Cowboys. I have moved on from notes to indifferent pastors, not caring no more. But they finally got rid of Captain Clapp and brought in Mike McCarthy. What are your thoughts on how they have handled firing Captain Clapp and bringing in now Mike McCarthy, who Aaron Rodgers cannot stand?
Well, you know, at first I wanted the Cowboys and Jerry Jones to make a splash hire, you know, maybe like a Urban Meyer or a Lincoln Riley, you know what I'm saying? But when you look at it as far as, you know, a veteran proven coach who has a Super Bowl pedigree, you know, Mike McCarthy was the obvious choice. You know, I think he's going to – I think, you know, he was much criticized in Green Bay for his offense being dull or being predictable. But I think this year off, you know, really might have done Mike McCarthy some good and gave him an opportunity to kind of see the error in his ways. And I'm excited. You know, I really am, man. You know, I think you need – as long as there's a coach in place, Jerry Jones is always going to be there. Jerry Jones is always going to be the show. However, if you have a coach that you know is going to hold you accountable, you know, they knew with Jason Garrett, man, okay, Jason says this, but at the end of the day, Jerry's running the show. I think this time around, yeah, Jerry's still going to be in the mix. However, Mike McCarthy carries a certain level of respect. You know, this guy, he's won a ring before. Now, you couldn't say that about Jason Garrett as a coach. So he's going to come in, and I like the fact that Kellen Moore is going to be kept in place as the offensive coordinator. He's going to work with Mike McCarthy on calling plays. I think that was a very key holdover, you know, going forward, man. And I'm excited, man. Like, I feel like these guys are still in their prime. Dak, Zeke, you know, Amari, you know, you got to figure out what you're going to do as far as the money, the contracts for Dak and Amari. But if you can get all that worked out and keep a couple other free agents, get some new guys in, I mean, like I said, there is no reason why the Cowboys should not be a playoff team next year. You know, at this point, you should be a playoff team. And, you know, once you get in the playoffs, we'll see what happens. But I just, you know, overall, I'm excited about the coaching hire.
Do you feel like that it was kind of tampered down because of, I think it was a precondition. It's not been admitted as such. I think McCarthy had to take the job, but the idea of Kellen Moore had to be the OC. It was kind of like a precondition of his hire. Does that worry you to a degree that Jerry Jones pretty much said he's not going anywhere, but you can have the job, but he got to be the OC and call the plays? Well, Mike McCarthy was a play caller in Green Bay and other stops before he got to Green Bay.
You know what, like I said, having that year off for McCarthy after he got fired from Green Bay, you know, I think he realized, hey, I need help. I can't do this, you know, on my own. I can't call the plays. And why would you want to get rid of Kellen Moore anyway when he pretty much, you know, call the plays that allow the Cowboys to have the number one ranked offense in, you know, in the NFL last year? So, you know, with all things being considered, like, I think Mike McCarthy was going into it with the thought process of, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And the offense is not broke. The defense needs help. You need to get some, you know, some playmakers, some ball hawks in that secondary. And, you know, but as far as, you know, everything else, everything's in place, you know. So I see Mike McCarthy coming in being just, hey, you know, a caretaker, you know, a sheep herder, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Get the guys going in the right direction. There's not much you really have to tinker with. you know, so you make a little, you know, a couple changes here and there. But for the most part, the Cowboys are a well-oiled machine on offense.
Now, what are your thoughts on the lack of black coaches in the NFL this cycle who got a chance to be hired? Ron Rivera is a Latino. He's a minority. But as far as the black coaches, we're down to three of them now in the NFL from when we had a good time, a good high there for a while. And what are your thoughts on what needs to be done to the Rooney Rule and how the owners will only pretty much hire who they know or what they know? Not when I want to take a chance on a young African-American coach. I like Mike Tomlin was given a chance to kind of grow into the job or, you know. So what are your thoughts on that?
Man, you know, they definitely have to look into the Rooney Rule. I know Commissioner Goodell at the Super Bowl press conference, you know, was saying, hey, you know, there's definitely some things that we have to do to kind of work on that. Because for a while there, you know, a few years ago, it seemed like the Rooney Rule was working out just fine. You know, it was a multitude of black head coaches and in the NFL. But like I say, those numbers have definitely dwindled down over the last few years. And, you know, you have to give guys opportunities to show that, hey, they can be great head coaches, because you got guys like Eric Bieniemy, you know, in Kansas City, you know, helping to call plays with Andy Reid. He's the guy that is just screaming for a head coaching opportunity in the NFL. And you got a lot of other great, you know, minority coordinators and you know, position coaches. You know, all those guys definitely deserve an opportunity. You know, it's definitely concerning when a special teams coach from New England, you know, the year prior can now be the Giants head coach, you know, with no head coaching experience and no experience really coordinating or calling plays that much. So, you know, it's definitely something, you know, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they have to figure out a way, you know, to give guys more opportunity, especially not only head coaching, but general managers. We only have two black general managers in the NFL now. So, you know, definitely something needs to be done about that as well, man, going forward.
Yes, indeed. You know, I just feel like, you know, it's kind of like in like the regular workforce, you know, CEOs hire who they're comfortable with or who they know. Yep. And it's that good old boy system still. People say it's not, but it really is. It's not stopped. It's no matter what industry you're in, there's a typically good old boy system, no matter what industry. And you got to crack the code and be one of the ones they choose, per se, to uplift. It's always a token one or two to get. It choose to uplift. Is you and I both know that. So it's like, you know, it's like it's just change of mindset. But you know how it is, man. It's hard to get hardened people who are rich and famous and successful in their own right to change how they think after all these years.
Absolutely, like you said, a good old boys network. You hire who you're familiar with. Like I said, you know, something's got to give, man. Something's got to change. And, you know, NFL, you know, they always seem to be the last ones to get on board with everything there as far as, you know, minority hires and things of that nature. But something's got to give, man.
Last one we got today to talk about on the show today, which is the Super Bowl, of course, is this week, Chiefs and the 49ers. What are your thoughts on the game? Who's going to come out with the victory, brother?
Man, funny you should ask, man. You know, it seems like to me, right now, of course, Vegas was still, we're giving the Chiefs like a 1.5 point point favorite right now, mm-hmm. as far as the betting lines. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to probably change, not by much, though, by game time. But it just seems to me, man, the 49ers is overall, yeah, the Chiefs are flashy on offense, all those weapons, of course, you know, all-world Patrick Mahomes, man, you know, a guy's going to get $40 million a year when it's all said and done. But just overall, to me, if I had to put any money down or I had to bet on it, the 49ers overall have a better team. When you look at offense, defense, special teams, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have to do much with that running attack. If they can run the ball, the Chiefs don't have the greatest, you know, defense in the world, especially run defense. There's some holes there. I feel like the 49ers will control the clock, and they're going to just pound the ball, man. And I think your boy, Kyle Shanahan, from his time when he was a coordinator with the Falcons during that Super Bowl run, when he was criticized for, you know, not running the ball towards the end, try to kill that clock. I think he learned a lesson from that, and he's going to find a way to dominate the clock at time of possession. They're going to run the ball down the Chiefs' throat, man. And I think the 49ers win the game, man. It's going to be a low-scoring game. I see a score like maybe 24-20, man, 24-17, something like that.
For his role in the Atlanta choke fest, I hope he loses. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs based on that alone. For his role in the Atlanta choke fest. So just on that alone, I'm going with the Chiefs because, yes, they have the better team. The Chiefs have the best player. That's what I because think about it. Sometime with the Patriots, you know, the Patriots wouldn't have the best team. They had the best player.
Exactly.
So that's kind of why I go with that one, but it's more personal than it is on the field. So I'm going to just be honest about that. So that alone, I'm going with the Chiefs because Patrick Mahomes and I have issues as well based on some of his comments that I've learned about and how he chooses to act that I won't get into today. But it's the lesser of two evils, I will go with the Chiefs.
Exactly, bro. You know, I hate to say it, man, but I think the 49ers are about to get their sixth ring, man. And, you know, it's the NFL 100th anniversary season. It only seems right, seems fitting that the 49ers will win on Sunday, man.
Well, I was just happy the Tigers lost. That made me very happy. I couldn't deal with that if that happened. My God. Because I need my talking point. All y'all known for is coming up 1 yard short and going 8-8. That's all y'all known for.
Yeah.
8-8 and 1 yard short.
Them Titan fans getting a little bit too big for their britches, man. They really, really thought that they were a team of destiny and they were going to Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, somebody told them wrong. Hey, bro. Yeah, bro. Hey, bro. Glad to have you back, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother. Have a good Super Bowl weekend. We'll talk to you, man.
Boss, man. Hey, it's all about you, bro. Appreciate it, man. Anytime.
No doubt for that. J.C. Smith on the Boss Ass Show, people.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again,
AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Back on the Boss Man Show. I got somebody, a friend of the show, will be back on the show weekly. Bring you the Florida Boss Report with me, a certain coach's favorite Boss Man Show correspondent and analyst, one of my man up there in the Tri-State area, Tony T-Bone Williams. What's good, Bone?
My man, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm going to have you back. I'm also going to have you back because I know it's going to make a certain non-coaching, cheap suit wearing coach angry every week. I'm loving that.
Yeah, I'm happy to be rehired. Thank you for that. Even though this show is failing, I'm still glad you be a part of this show. I gotta say, the obsession is weird now. It's kind of like Glenn Close in that movie. I'm just glad that I don't own a bunny to be cooked, because this cat is like a stalker now. It's really a little obsession. I like having fans, but this cat is my fan.
Yeah, I'm like, he worries about your employment status every week. He's concerned whether you're fired or you're hired or your other careers. He's really into what you got going on, Bone.
Yeah, Bill Belichick had the line, do your job. Don't you have a job to do? Don't you have a coach to choke in the playoffs to coach? And, you know, as far as that goes, why are you so obsessed with our failing show, our failing segment, when you have a team to coach? I have assistant coaches listen in. That's a kind of stalker. It's creepy.
Very creepy. So yeah, Coach, he's on it every week now. Get used to it.
Surprise.
Exactly. Now, Bone, you know what we got going is the Florida Boss Report. Everything in Florida is all Florida. the state of Florida brings us just dismay, despair, and laughter every week. So are you ready to dive into our weekly dose of what goes on in the state of Florida?
You know what? I'm curious. Let's go.
No doubt. Folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story bonus is this. Florida man arrested for pointing laser at planes landing at the Sarasota International Airport.
He's arrested for what?
Pointing lasers at planes landing at the Sarasota lasers? At the Sarasota Airport.
So he's kind of playing like a laser tag at
yes.
planes?
Yeah. He has a big green laser.
Now, no disrespect here, but I have friends in the Sarasota area. I've been in Sarasota. Maybe there's not much going on, but maybe homeboy decided to take some lasers and go for laser tag in the field. Not the safest and smartest thing to do, but you did open it with a Florida man, so I cannot knock this.
Yeah, Florida man doing Florida man does. Yeah, the Florida man. Arrested. He punched a customer at Chick-fil-A's drive-thru for honking his horn at him for not moving fast enough.
Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have the equations of Chick-fil-A and Florida. What time of day is this?
It was at 9 o'clock at night.
All right, so I'm sure he already had a full head of steam on drinking. So you add in Florida night drinking Chick-fil-A. That sounds about like a regular night in Florida. Chick-fil-A's bagging. So, I mean, maybe he's in a rush. He gets that sandwich and that delicious Polynesian sauce.
Yeah, and let the man drive away. Why are you honking your horn at him? He comes out and punch in the face for honking
your
horn.
Or some chicken. So it must have been really, he must have been really pressed. I can't explain it otherwise. Homie must have been really pressed.
Exactly. And this one is even worse, bro. Florida man and two buddies arrested after setting up a card table in the middle of the street to play Uno while waiting for traffic lights to change.
They did it in the middle of the street?
Yes.
So they didn't have their car out. They were just sitting on table and chairs?
Yes. In the middle of the street. Playing Uno.
Uno, again, just like Chick-fil-A, Uno is popping, man. I love Uno. My son and I play constantly, and we have battles, so I know how serious it can get, because sometimes it ends in tears over here. So I can understand how tough a game Uno is. But to pull out your car table in the middle of traffic to play, I'm going to guess there's some kind of alcoholic beverages applied to this equation.
They actually were sober.
Sober? So sober Florida men. Hey, that's a new twist that I wasn't ready for.
The addict was sober. They gave them tests. They were not drunk.
That's a new twist. That's a good one. That's one of those things where I didn't see coming.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Florida woman arrested after attacking her family after being denied tomatoes at dinner.
Denied what at dinner?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. I like tomatoes, but I mean, not as much as Chick-fil-A, but I mean, tomatoes are popping sometimes, but to fight over it, it must have been some ripe, juicy tomatoes.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Was there LSD inside the tomatoes, or was there kind of meth potion in the tomatoes? Maybe that was a tracker.
That may be, because, I'm trying to figure out, how does a tomato get you that fired up for a tomato? I don't get that.
Yeah, because you know what? It's been a while since we had meth involved in our conversation with Florida. So I'm hoping, I hope that maybe that there's meth involved.
We'll see. Hopefully so. That'll make it sound better if that's involved. But this one right here is just downright crazy. Florida woman arrested for asking 911 how to file for a divorce.
So she used 911. Well, for her, emergency, I guess, for her, trying to get out of town right now, and not right now, it was RAT, right now. She's trying to get out of town right now, but she needs 911, and
Little does she know, that's her emergency, a true emergency. So why are we tying up the phone line?
No idea. That's just Florida woman's finest. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Florida man who previously went viral for fighting in a rabbit suit is charged with a hit-and-run accident attempting to evade police in same rabbit suit through Orlando streets. Well, I know what streets he was on, and it sickens me.
Did he think that by wearing a rabbit suit that they wouldn't know that it's the same rabbit suit from a previous incident? Did he think that all rabbits look alike? So how did he think he'd get away with this?
He had to be high.
That's what I'm saying. I need a meth story, because these stories are about fighting over tomatoes and playing Uno middle of the street and wearing a bunny suit. There has to be kind of meth involved. Something deep down inside.
He has to be. Maybe this has to be a meth story, maybe. Florida woman arrested after getting caught burglarizing their house, claiming, quote, "I'm the Alphabet Gang CIA, and the Clintons are my parents."
But she's typing a gang?
Yeah, the Alphabet Gang CIA. It's not a gang, ladies. I quote the Alphabet Gang. That's an agency, miss.
Yeah, that had these kind of inebriation going on with that. He's an Alphabet Gang. But I will say, kudos to these stories that we have some females as a lead antagonist. So I think equal opportunity is important here.
Exactly. Oh my God, Bone. We got a second one. Florida man arrested for aiming an AR-15 mounted laser at Florida police helicopter in Melbourne, Florida.
He aimed the AR at cops?
Yeah, the AR mounted laser.
And he lived to tell about it, right?
Yes, Melbourne, Florida.
So let me just say that I can already guess what ilk he is of.
You're correct.
You don't aim AR-15s at cops and live to tell about it. So I'm going to just go ahead and say that's a nice privilege there. So kudos for him for being alive still and still breathing. But that's wild.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. Florida man arrested for picking mushrooms with an alligator in backpack after he severed off his boss's Johnson for firing him for being late to work.
So wait, he has a dismembered Johnson?
No, he severed his boss's Johnson, fired him for being late to work. But The first part of it is that, you know, he was arrested for picking mushrooms with an alligator in his backpack after cutting off his boss's Johnson for firing him for being late to work.
So was he using the alligator as like head jumpers? Was he picking it up by hand? And what kind of mushrooms were they? Are they mushrooms to eat or mushrooms to eat? You know what I'm saying? So I gotta know more details about this cat. But he used the alligator to cut off the boss's Johnson too?
Yes.
So he was probably multitasking. So he used the alligator to cut off the boss's junk, and then used the same alligator to pick up the mushrooms on the way home. But that, hey, you know? Hey, Florida.
Oh, you're going to love this one. Unsure how to deal with cold weather, Florida man sets fire to his apartment and neighbor's apartment to keep warm.
That makes sense if you're a mess. I mean, think about it. I mean, you're in a house, and there's wood studs in the house. There's probably some nice furniture that's made of wood. You know, he thought that I could make an outdoor campfire using my house. If you're on meth and you're a Floridian, it makes sense to that person. And you know what? He was cold, and cold to y'all is like 40 degrees, right? So anything below 40 is cold. Up here, I call that spring. But it makes sense to have
a campfire
if you're cold.
I'll say below 50,
Bob. Below 50. Below 50, yeah. Here I am. I was shoveling in a pair of shorts last week. But yeah, I guess 50 is cold for y'all. So to me, it makes sense if you're a Florida man and you're freezing and you're high.
Well, this is going to throw you off. Florida man loads car with frozen iguanas. They warm up, come back to life, frighten him, and cause him to have an accident.
That is outstanding. Now, I've heard about this stuff happening in Florida because I know I listen to other shows sometimes, and they tell, and I listen to other shows in Florida, and they say about this time of year where the iguanas fall out of trees because they freeze, but they don't die. They just kind of like, I guess, shut down. So that's an outstanding story. It reminds me of a story that I heard once about Pat Riley. And he had the frozen iguanas, allegedly, in his yard. So he, allegedly, he buried these iguanas in his backyard. But it finds out that they were actually alive. So he buried some animals alive. This is all allegedly. I've heard stories over the years, you know, covering NBA. So this guy, to have these iguanas come back to life, high or not, I'd probably freak out too.
Yeah, he has backseat filled with them. Thought they were dead.
Backseat of the iguana is coming to life. And now, if you're sober, that's scary. But if you're high, that's especially scary.
Yeah, you learn that real as a Florida, young Florida kid. They're not dead. They're just
super. Yeah, just kind of like they're almost like frozen like Han Solo. But they're still alive, y'all.
Yeah, you learn that as a young Floridian. You don't mess with them. They will mess you up when they warm back up.
Yeah, and in regards to that Pat Riley story, it's all allegedly. I don't know the truth. I just heard those rumors over the years. So, Pat, don't come for me, please. I got one coach mad at me all the time. I don't need Pat Riley against me.
You got that right. Here we go. Florida man gets compliments from strangers about his cool Batman jacket. So he swings a baseball bat at him.
He had a bat in his Batman jacket?
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing double duty. So it was like a double entendre. He had a Batman gear with a bat, and he was a Batman. That's pretty clever. That's pretty clever for a high Florida man.
And the last one I got, Bones, is Florida man offered to pay officer with a hamburger for oral sex, gets arrested at a local Wendy's.
Right. Did he think, like, the officer was, like, Blimpy from Popeye? Where he paid you cheeseburgers for a hamburger for today? Like, what was his rationale? I want to pay you in burgers.
None. None at all. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're the best for our state.
He was listening. Was it, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, the gender. But I'm just curious. What kind of cop was this?
It was a Florida male to a female cop.
But he was pulling the old Eugene Robinson. Okay. But you don't pay with hamburgers, though, son.
You don't do that. Well, Bone, this is our first alliteration of the permanent Florida Boss Report. What is your take on this week's Florida Boss Report, man?
Well, I've always found the iguana thing interesting when we get down to Florida, how that happens. Know, every year, every winter, but anytime you have the alligator cutting off your boss's junk, and then you go out in the field and pick mushrooms, I can picture a Florida guy high in a field of mushrooms, dancing around picking mushrooms. That might be that visual I can think of.
Yes, indeed. Well, folks, get used to it. All Florida, all the time on the Boss Report this year going forward. Boss and Bone bringing to you. Have a good week. We out. And if you don't know, now you know, you know.